It's a wintry April day, windy with a few snowflakes, and artist Michael Bowles and I duck into his car, parked near 32nd and Troost, just outside what used to be a bar called the Jewel Box Lounge. On the dashboard, there are two books of photographs, and Bowles flips to one photo with men dressed like women in 60s dresses and wigs, teased and styled high. They're seated at tables in mid-conversation.
It's just a frozen moment. It's so fluid. Just the composition, the pink walls, everyone. The bandage on the foot right here, just everything, it's always stuck out. But yeah, this has always been my favorite out of the whole collection.
Bowles found this collection in 2008 when a friend moved to a house near the Jewel Box. He sifted through what was left behind and found a shoebox full of color slides. There were family photos and men and women in drag, dancing, laughing, and posing for the camera.
I kept pulling these ones out of just people with giant hair in front of a mosaic wall. Put them to the side and got a projector just about a couple days later. Realized what I had, called Robert Heishman, a close friend of mine.
It was very shocking.
Robert Heishman, who now lives in Chicago, discovered a similar carousel of slides 2 years earlier in a salvage yard in the West Bottoms when he was a student at the Kansas City Art Institute.
And I asked Michael, I said, can you send me a few of these images? And he sent them to me, and they were what we believe is the same photographer, just different years. The same manner of photographing, the same flash, everything.
It's clearly a phenomenal collection. It's really, really rare.
Stuart Hines heads up special collections at the Miller-Nichols Library at UMKC. This includes GLAMA, the Gay and Lesbian Archive of Mid-America. Hines says the slides date from 1958 to 1968 and provide a self-portrait of a community, when gays and lesbians often shied away from cameras because of fear of arrest or losing their jobs.
It's been, I don't want to say hidden, but a dormant piece of Kansas City's history. It's been there all along. It's just never been collected and told and interpreted.
Hines also has notebooks full of prints of these slides and points to his favorite from 1964.
And it shows a young man in man drag, basically, in his really tight 60s pants and his nice white shirt, snapping his fingers, dancing with his companion who is in 60s drag, a big black wig and short black dress and black high heels. Just the action shot, and it just, you don't see very many images of gay people dancing together in 1964.
The collection of slides, about 200 in all, is titled Private Birthday Party, after signs placed on the door on Saturdays at the Colony, another bar on Troost, for tea parties or dances. At a time when same-sex dancing was illegal, the police would sometimes break it up.
Early on, we felt the responsibility to this material and doing it justice.
Heishman says they've been working with Hines to identify both people and places in the photos, with the idea of an exhibition and possibly a book down the road. Chicago-based writer Emily K. Henson has also been helping with conservation and research.
It also kind of feels like detective work, which is really thrilling. It's like everybody that we talk to is a clue to the greater narrative of the story.
One elusive part of the story is the identity of the photographer. They're following leads as they make more connections with people who worked at the clubs or went to them. But it's a part of history that might be lost, even as the community that he or she documented lives on. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.